With the whole 9/11 issue from bottom to top, again, there is really nothing that supports the official story, and everything supports the conclusions that your group, and again, how could you have a stronger group than that, 2,200 people? And there's a lot of, I know there's a lot of disinformation. We talked about this off the air, a lot of people that want to grab at straws, and they grab it, you know, I've seen information, the laser beam from space and all this sort of stuff that is simply designed to make people reject the actual facts. We see the climate engineering when you have people trying sorts of fringe things into the subject to cloud the issue, the disinformation. But in this case, there is, when you have 2,200 plus architects and engineers signing their credibility, how could you have any more weight than that? And so I hope people that have heard lots of other peripheral that have confused them, look at 9/11 A&E. That's the nuts and bolts facts that really cannot be argued with in any way, shape, or form. So on this, Richard, I know that some of these other theories that appear to have been thrown out there for this clouding issue, right? But they're not really making much progress with that. I mean, I think you guys have really gained the lion's share of credibility and attention.
Well, I think so, and that's because we're looking at it scientifically. We regarding Judy Wood and her theory of directed energy weapons, what she does is look at the site around the towers and tries to find unusual evidence to try to support an unusual theory. That she doesn't even know what evidence would support that theory, because we don't know anything about directed energy weapons or how they work. We don't even know if they exist. We know they're experimental programs. But in the process, what Judy Wood does is deny the scientific forensic evidence that we do have for nanothermite, which we haven't even discussed yet on this call, but it's small red gray chips of high-tech nano by an international team of scientists led by Niels Harrit in Copenhagen, which nanothermite should not be found in the World Trade Center dust, and there's tons of it. Literally tons of it. We'll get to that, but she also denies the evidence.
Go ahead, Richard. Go ahead.
She also denies the evidence for explosives going off, which are heard by hundreds of people, including documented by orally by 118 first responders. And she denies the evidence for hot, molten temperatures exceeding 2,800 degrees. Officials with satellite infrared technology have documented very well in the piles underneath World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7.
So we're about to... We're just about to run out of time, but I want to summarize with this, to finish with what you just said, to summarize it. Bottom line is we have one person, Dr. Judy Wood, ignoring evidence and disputing literally not just 2,200 experts, but many more when you count all these other first responders that heard the explosion. So we have one person denying who knows how many, 2,500, 3,000 experts from various fields. Which would people be reasonable in believing? Obviously, you guys are standing on solid ground, period. Nobody else is. So as we wrap up the show, we're about to lose our time. Richard, I hope everybody goes to your site. Please help us sound the alarm on your cause. Everyday matters. These are the two most important issues on the planet, I believe, climate engineering and 9/11. So I hope everybody pulls together from these two camps. Richard, thank you very, very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dane and Russ and Greg.
Thank you, Richard, for being with us. This is Geoengineering Watch Radio. We're here every Saturday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time at UCY.tv. We'll see you next week.